Yo, what's good, family? This is Michael. You're not entering Millennial Domain. Right now, I'm on the road, headed to work. You know how this go. And today's topic is more... I don't even know if I'm going to call it a topic today. But I'm going to say focus. That's going to be the topic, I guess. Focus. You may ask, focus on what? Focus on one thing at a time. Focus on one thing at a time. Because we are not multidimensional or like ultimate multitaskers. Even when we do multitask, it's not our best work. And so I wrote my vision board. Well, I haven't wrote my vision board, but I've just been thinking like of writing just the word focus on my vision board. Focus, that's it. And it's gonna remind me to focus on this, put all my energy into that, then focus on another thing. So let's say investing. So I'm not in the strongest place financially for real estate. Although there are ways I can, you know, leverage a way to get money with real estate without having money. Also, I have knowledge of trading, forex trading. And so now I have to decide, do I want to just sit at home and trade on my days off, or do I want to go out and look for houses? Like, you know, I have to put gas into that. You know, I'm already driving in my car for work and all that stuff. And then, you know, it's time consuming. So I'm looking at the time versus looking for houses, which would take, you know, months. And so I just told myself, you know, it's okay to want both, but which one would I choose first? And I chose forex trading because I don't really have to go anywhere yet. You know, I can make almost $1,000. I could turn 100 into 1,000 just by studying and focusing on how should I look at the market. And so that was my take on it. And once you master what you have focused on, let's say 2 years in, 3 years in, not saying you're a master, but you can make $100 turn into $1,000 with ease. Just because you have that experience, you failed, you succeeded, and that's what you should focus on. And my entrepreneurship, the success of that, what I should focus on is constantly posting on my podcast, constantly getting myself out there for now. And doing digital marketing, Google AdWords, Google Analytics, just really putting myself out there, trying to really get my name and just my brand out there, period. And then I would shift over to my Instagram. That Instagram page is not going anywhere. So it's like, okay, should I be worried? I shouldn't be worried, but I should gain loyalty in the process of this podcast. So when I change my name over, which I definitely think is bound to change, because when I looked at the name, it says Millennial Domain. And the millennial age is passing. There's going to be a new generation of kids. Well, there already is a new generation of kids. And there's going to be another one. So I want to find a more intriguing name that I can decide. I mean, I can feel comfortable with, and that I feel like it would definitely go far. So it's destined to change. The colors, I don't think so much have changed because they pop out to me and it's very original. But I do plan on investing in my logo. But for now, I'll just stick with that. It's a lot that goes into it, and I understand that, because just me, But once I'm able to leverage and really outsource myself, then I would do that. But right now I'm just focusing and really, you know, trying to nail it home. Before I even focus on anything else, I would definitely look into modeling, using my camera for that. You know, just really, really trying to use my sources and make money and get a name for myself while I'm finishing school, while I'm doing all this stuff, along with family, focusing on that also before I even try doing anything else. But it's just in the air. I'm just constantly thinking of it, along with taking care of my family, focusing on them. Because if I don't have that built, then everything else is just, it's just there. And it's not worth it. Like I tell myself all the time, I have all the money in the world, everything that I wanted, that I ever wanted, which I believe I will have. But if I don't focus on my family, then all that would just be in vain. And that's true. Man, you know, lose a soul and gain the whole world. That's vanity. So really focusing in on reaching my full potential before my time. So that's the only way it can happen, is I focus on one thing at a time before, until I become so good at what I'm focused on that I can multitask and go into another task. That's the only way. And how did I come to this conclusion? I listened to an audiobook and it says focus. Focusing, and Bill Gates said it, Warren Buffett said it, just focus. Focus on what you want to be good at. Investing, if you want to focus on forex trading and stocks, focus on that now. Focus in on that. So I said to myself, I'm going to just do that for now. Put 2 to 3 years in, going hard on that. And then the next 3 to 5 years, I'll be like, man, well, now I got the money. Now I know how to get it. I know how to double it. So, like, real estate will be an easy thing for me while I'm teaching myself that, while I'm still going to seminars, while I'm investing into that. That's really how I see everything. And just putting extra money that I don't have nowhere to put it somewhere, instead of trying to buy something, I can leverage and buy that. If I can't buy it twice, then I should be buying it. But if I can invest and then look into buying, buy last, that's the rich. That's how the rich think. And that is the way for me. That's really what I've been thinking. And also an audio book I want to recommend in case people don't have the time to really read. Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Work Week. It's a really good book. If you don't think you can do 4-Hour Work Week, you can. If you don't think it's possible, it is. It is true. I'm looking to do it myself. It's just really knowing what I want to do. I really haven't planned it out yet. But I do plan on trying. I have to try it. I'm going to listen to the audiobook as many times as I have to, until I come to a conclusion on what I really want to do. And also, another audiobook to invest in is Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's for your financial education and personal development. It's a really good book. I mean, it's like, this book has been out for 20 plus years and it's still doing well. It's almost timeless. And another recommendation I would put, Self-Talk Solution by Shad Hemsletter. I think that's his name. Also, another book I am on the verge of listening to today while I'm driving today for work is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Man, I have another book, another audiobook. It's by Dale Carnegie. I don't remember. It's Influencing Friends or something like that. I don't remember. But it's a really good book too. I also read the book, but the audiobook is just as good. It's more present, if I may say, more digital. You learn more. I think those are the only books for now that I've been listening to that really have, you know, got my mind back on track and put me back in my focus. And also, I'm finishing up school, man. I'm so excited. It sucks, but I'm so excited because, like I told you, I've been thinking not going back. I'm probably going back, but it's not going to be as soon as possible. I am thinking about going back to educational leadership to become a principal later on. So I got to get a master's degree, principal certification. I'm just trying to get myself in a place where I can really dominate, which means financial education. And my passion is digital marketing on top of graphic design. So really, really just trying to focus on that after college while I'm a teacher. Life is good. Like, I really think that's good. And I'm going to write that plan out. And also, language learning is always good. I feel like any adult should do language learning. Any adult. In case you want a career change. You never know. In case you want a career change, just make that a hobby. Like, I'm trying to make it a hobby. It costs money. But, you know, people find time to invest in things that they really want to do. That is so real and so true that you don't have an excuse for it. And investing in my public speaking career, of course, what I'm probably going to do is do a YouTube channel on top of my teaching as a teacher. And I would leverage YouTube to teach students outside of class. And YouTube is a great platform because there is a thing going around that teachers are going to be teaching online through a TV screen. It's like, what? Wow. Yeah, I knew that day would come, and YouTube would probably just be not even, it might be just a job. It might be just part of your job. Honestly, you know, so, and that's something to prepare for. It really is. That's just innovation in itself, is limiting travel for people like teachers who are in that field, because now professors are doing online work. And even when I was in school, we had a laptop. And it's like we're doing our homework on a laptop. I swear, some of my best work was done on a laptop at home. Like, no lie. Like, outside of school. Because I never liked the concept of being in class all day for 8 hours. It'd be nice to have 4 hours and then go home, or like have an extracurricular activity. And then go home around 3 or 2 o'clock and be able to finish your work, your best work, because you have all that time. You could take breaks and do this and research and all the other stuff. It just gives time without having to be monitored. And the other kids that don't do that, you know, they have to suffer consequences. that is a system that I would fight for all day. Because not only you got those extracurricular activities that cause kids to stay in shape, but you also give them time to be creative. Yeah, that's literally focus. That is the wave. That is what I've been focusing on, is just focusing. And since I've been trying to focus, I've been really paying attention to my career and my education and the things I really want to do. Just constantly being reminded. It's like, what? I'm not even thinking about this. But like, when I was just everywhere about things, like just trying to do everything all together, it left me confused. Like, it just brought up confusion. Like, I don't know what to do next. I don't know if I should do this. And that's a problem. And that's a problem I had to fix myself. So that's what I'm doing. That is my superpower. Focus. Determination and focus. And coming up with a to-do list. Just little things that I should be doing today outside of work. That's my focus. And just giving things time limits. So if I can do my homework in about 2 hours, 3 hours maybe, and finish giving my best, then I would just do that. But yeah, focus, focus, focus. Very powerful thing. With my finances, I'm focused on building an emergency fund of $1,000 before I start investing in anything else. That's risk management at its best. And focus on being creative on one vegan meal a month. Like, something new. Not something that we're just, you just already good at doing. It's just getting better and supplementing your knowledge on vegan meals. That's what I'm doing. And then gym time, of course, trying to get into the gym, find time for that. But you know, school is a hassle. So, but you know, Saturday night, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm trying to get in the gym. It feels good, honestly, yo, to just focus. I'm trying to focus on getting up at 5 in the morning. It's crazy how the mind works. If you put one thing on your mind, like I say, you're going to sleep and you put one thing on your mind, so wake up at 5 a.m., you'll wake up at 5 a.m. or somewhere between that. So just really focus. Like in a gym, you're focused on that full body workout, man. Like, I don't like being in the gym all the time, so I'd rather focus on full body workouts, complex movements. And so you don't be in there every day. And I really don't have that type of time to be just in there every day. But focus, people. That is the agenda. That is the task you should give yourself. Just focus on you, foremost, because you can't, if you're not focused on developing yourself better, you can't really make anything outside of you better. Really, it's true. Facts. You want to lose weight, but you're talking about getting lipo or gastro, whatever it's called, to lose it fast. You know, instant gratification is a deadly disease. It's the worst drug. It's the worst addiction besides filtering on social media. It is an addiction, yo. It is the worst. Because people will see other people do things like liposuction or anything, and they think it's good, and they'll try to do it. But truth be told, guys, delayed gratification is the best, because you learn about yourself. You better yourself really in that moment, because you're in a process. of change, and change is always hard. But guess what? The focus that you put in is the focus that you get out. And what you get is a lifetime supply of that focus that you put in so heavily. For real. So heavily. So once you put that focus in and you lose that weight without the instant gratification, you'll never gain that weight back because you learn to be consistent. See, instant gratification really kills your learning curve because you got it instantly. You got that instant shot of dopamine. And eventually, you haven't destroyed any habits or made any good habits to make up for those bad habits. So if you got a bad eating habit already or a bad exercising habit already as it is, you're bound to fall back to your original state. That's why focusing is so important. Don't focus on instant gratification. No. Like for me, I really could have started trading Forex. But I'd rather take my time, read a book, and study that book for 4 months before I reach my $1,000 goal than to be trying to do it now and risk it all. Risk management. That's why focus is so important. It doesn't take long. It really doesn't take long to make $1,000, yo. It doesn't. So why not put those 4 months in? Why not? So once you get those $1,000, then you can invest in stocks and double your money. Make 100 to 200. Make 200 to 400. And just keep doing that. And you get so good at it because you're doing a demo, which is like real money. But because even I get nervous. So I'm like, yo, this stock was bad. I'm losing money. And like they give you 100,000. And it's like you feel like you're losing your own money. And so the demo is like perfect practice. And so, like, to me, I'm like, I'm not even worried because I have money. I got $100,000 to deal with. And so, like, $1,000 to save for emergency fund is no problem for me. That's really how I look at it. And the demo plays a trick on me. But I'm fine with that. Because I know and I trust in myself that as soon as I do that, I already have my agenda set on going trading. Trading and also investing in my real estate license. So that's really it, guys. That is the move for a guy like me trying to be my best and really just really invest in a lot of stuff, a lot of things, you know. I hope everybody's doing the same. If you're listening, make sure to hit me up. Whether it's DM on Instagram or even through this Anchor app. If you're close to me, just give me a shoot me a text message and tell me how you feel, man. That's really it. I know this is long, but I haven't been on here long. So it's like, hey, make up for lost time. So, all right, guys. Y'all not exiting Millennial Domain. Peace.